Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And today we are joined by Lolita from the chat room, who will probably be calling in a little bit. And we might have Metamorphosis on today's show. We will be taking callers with questions on different topics within their life today. And once more, we are only doing one-part questions and one question per caller, please. As we do seem to have a pretty large queue today, we're going to have to stick to that. And every so often, whenever our queue lessens or we have a little bit of a smaller queue, we will let an occasional extra question per caller through. So we are going to be taking those calls momentarily today, and we will be dealing with actually taking a short break about halfway through today's show to listen to one of the tracks from the CD that we like to play here on Psychic Talk Radio every so often. And in order for me to begin today, what I wanted to do is talk to you for a minute about the hard economical times I know we are all going through at this point in life. And I know that right now finances are very difficult, and finances are one of the hardest things to maintain within one's life during this economical time or during the way the economy currently is, for an example. So I have a little trick of the trade that I want to share with everyone, all of our listeners, all of our callers. What you're going to do in order to give yourself a lucky charm for money and stability and financial means. This little trick is something that you can use on a daily basis and something that you can create with common household ingredients. You're going to take a $2 bill that you can get from your bank. You just simply request a $2 bill and they will give you one. Then you go home, you grab some powdered cinnamon and some powdered nutmeg. What you're going to do is you're going to take a pinch of both of those different powders. You're going to bless your money with them. You're going to sprinkle these powders onto the $2 bill. And any other financial means that you want to sprinkle it on, it's also very good for that. What you're going to want to do is then, after sprinkling this on the money, with a little bit of a pinch in the middle of the money of both of these powders mixed together, you're going to fold the money facing you and towards you. And then once it is folded, you're going to keep it in your left pocket every day, and this will bring you wealth and prosperity. This is a trick of the trade brought to you by Reverend Adam. All right, well, we're going to start taking callers here. Our first caller for today will be brought on momentarily. I'm going to first bring on our co-host, Lolita, from the chat room. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey, Adam. Nice trick there. I like that.
Thank you. Cool. Also, as an extra note, if anyone wants to get a little more creative with it, you can get yourself from our website in the gift shop, money drawing oil. And the money drawing oil you can use in conjunction with the powders in order to bless and anoint the money and then have it in your pocket. All right, well, our first caller for today is coming by the area code 703. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good, and may I have your first name and your question, please?
My name is Adrienne, and My question was concerning love, and I was just wondering if, you know, I was going to find somebody soon, or if it was, you know, around me, you know,
okay.
Just in general, if that was coming my
All
way.
All right. Let's see here. Just give me one moment. I'm going to try and tap into this energy for you and see what I what I'm getting on that level.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I do feel that there is love in the air around you and will be for you, okay? The reason I say this is, number one, I feel that there's been a past individual who hasn't been very consistent in your life. We have been getting a lot of that lately. And what I can tell you about this in your particular case is that this individual has really turned you off by simply the sheer of action, the sheer lack of action that they've taken. And also by the way that they have communicated with you on certain occasions, seeming to be in a position where they take out their frustration on you in the way they communicate. Maybe not through arguments or yelling per se, but through just simply their demeanor, I believe. And I believe that, unfortunately, while this person really is a good human being, it will not work out in the long run, because I feel that this person just quite recently in the past few days has now decided that they are not going to pursue this any longer, and that they might just try and do a little bit to keep you around, because I feel in some way they are they're in a position where they have decided they want their cake and they want to eat it too without the commitment.
So this is somebody that's not in my life.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I am getting a name for someone new coming in your life, and you might be familiar with this name from the past, but the person I see coming in with this name is completely new, okay? Damien. Damien is the name that I get. Mm-hmm. And I feel that this name is resonating very clearly around you right now, okay? This person's going to be coming in very soon. I'm feeling like the, give me one moment. I'm going to pull up the timeline a little more accurately here.
Okay.
Actually, yeah. I'm getting around the, anywhere from the 10th to the 12th of January is when you're going to be meeting this person by the name of Damien.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And Damien actually seems to be very good, successful in his field of choice or career. I even see, like, he knows how to work on cars, but that's not really his forte. That's not his job or career path. It's more or less a hobby for him, mechanics of some sort. But his career path is very stable financially. I don't see any hang-ups from his past, okay?
Really?
And I'm really feeling that there's going to be a much stronger connection between you and this person named Damien.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. Well, you are more than welcome. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, what was your name again?
It was Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. It's Lolita. Can I ask you, how old are you, hon?
I'm 24.
You're 24. You do sound young. The only thing I wanted to say is that because we have a tendency to do this, don't go searching for every Damien. Just let it come to you, because you can actually change that. So just let it come. Just know that Adam's given you a timeline, and just go with it. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. And
Just let it flow and just do what you would do on an everyday basis, you know, because you don't want to change that timeline either. And while you're waiting, you know, for this special person to come in your life, I mean, if I could do things over, I would definitely have done things a little bit different. So while you're waiting, you know, just take care of you, you know, spiritually, actually, you know, and just do that. I think we kind of tend to forget that when we're young, but make it a point to make yourself first. So whether it be going to the gym every day, eating healthy, having some spiritual path and increasing your awareness, you know, just work on yourself and, you know, Damien, you know, will come. So that's what I really, really wanted to say. I really wanted to emphasize on the looking, because when someone gives us a timeline or a name, we tend to just draw on that. And what happens is that we actually suffocate what that intuitive tells you. We don't know, just let it come to us. Does that make a little bit of understanding? Makes sense? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Awesome.
Well, a good example of that is that, you know, I could sit here and predict two things to someone, okay? I could sit here and state that in a week from now, someone's going to get into a car wreck. But then in 2 weeks from now, they're going to meet their soulmate, the person that they're supposed to be with for the rest of their lives. Little did I see, I did not see the connection when giving the reading, like I would, of the two, the accident and the soulmate together. But the person goes and chooses to stay in the house of the day of the accident. Therefore, they do not end up into the accident or into the hospital. They call me up a week later and say, well, Adam, I was supposed to meet my soulmate. I still haven't met my soulmate. And then I could look into it deeper and say, well, see, you were not meant to avoid the accident because you were going to survive the accident. You were going to be in the hospital for quite a while, but you were going to meet your soulmate in the hospital who was going to be your roommate. You see? Anything we do outside of the normal, anything we do outside of the track that we are already on can avert and change any of the future from taking place. It doesn't mean that, you know, we shouldn't change it, but it means that we need to be wise in our choices to change it.
That definitely does make sense. You know, now that
okay, good.
And just understand
also that this person may or may not be in your life, but you're supposed to learn from that. So the quicker you learn from every relationship that you're in, the quicker that you'll get to that right person that's supposed to be your twin flame. So that's why I really, truly say work on yourself. And if you need help, call Adam. Go check out the website. He has a great program. So while you're waiting for great things to come in your life, whether it be career, family, you know, the future partner in your life, you know, really take the time out to really work on yourself. And he can definitely help you out on that if you're ready for that journey. Only when you're ready for that journey. But just putting that out
there.
Right. Thank you so much. I definitely feel like I'm ready. So,
you are more than welcome. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. And I'm sorry?
Oh, I was asking what your website was that I could look at.
It is howpsychic.com, as in how are you? So it's just howpsychic.com. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off that quickly. All right. Well, thank you for the add-on to that one, Lolita.
Oh, no problem. I like adding on if I can. If I can, I just sit back.
All right. And do you see Metamorphosis in the chat room, sweetie?
No, not yet, hon.
Okay. Well, we will be joined by Metamorphosis on shows very sporadically sometimes. We are featuring a new option over on the website as well, which is Intuitive Tarot Readings by Metamorphosis, also known as Reverend Ernest, who is also one of our co-hosts periodically through and on this show from time to time. So please go to our website and check that out as well. All right, well, we're going to be bringing on our next caller momentarily. So our next caller is going to be
by the area code 917. We will bring you on momentarily once more. For those of you trying to call in by an unknown number, we are no longer taking unknown numbers or, you know, things that do not come up with a username on the queue. We will no longer be featuring unknown callers. If you would like, you can call back in with your number or a username, and you will be able to come on to the show. In future shows, what we are going to do is we are going to have a format where this will not be until the new year. We will have a new format come the new year where you must sign up at HowPsychic.com in order to ask your questions for free on the radio show. This will be a format where you fill out a short survey about why you're calling, what your question is, and this will make things run much smoother. I must give credit to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Work Hour radio show for that idea, because I really am taking it as an inspiration from them. All right. Our next caller for today is under area code 917. And hello, caller. You should be live and on air.
Hi. My name is Maribel.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that.
I said, hi. My name is Maribel.
Oh, hello, Maribel. How you doing? And what a lovely name.
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. How may we help you?
Well, the thing is that I wanted to know basically how you see my future, how, in dealing with my problem. Like, I have a self problem with myself. I have low self esteem, basically because I have a birthmark on my face. It's a Port Weinstein, and although I've been trying to self love, self reflection, it has worked to an extent, but I'm still struggling with my self-esteem issues.
Okay. So you're still struggling. Okay. Number one, before I get into what I see for you here, I offer spiritual counseling, which will help you with your self-esteem and with pretty much anything you have going on in your life that we can. Basically, I help you with your life, and I help you live more comfortably through your day-to-day life, okay? And we can work on the self-esteem. That's under the monthly product, the monthly services that I offer, okay? And you can find that on our website. I would really feel like I can help you that way more so than I could over the show. However, I'm going to take a moment to tap into what I see for you, and we will go from there. Because I'm gonna see as much as I can for you in the way of your life and how things are gonna transpire, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. You know, as I'm connecting here, one of the first things I'm feeling is a lot of betrayal that you have seen in your life, a lot of hardship, a lot of betrayal. I even feel that, in a sense, you were alienated from your family.
Yeah, I'm like the different one, the one, like I don't feel any real connection with my family,
mm-hmm.
and I tend to be reserved.
Okay. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm feeling that you had a lot of opportunities for love, but none of them have seemed to have been very, let's say, very good. They all seem to have had many flaws, and each one of them, the flaws have always outweighed the pros. So those cons have always outweighed the pros. And I feel while you have had one good human being in your life romantically
that you can say you were more enthusiastic about, even that turned out for the worst. Now, I also see that financially things have been quite a struggle for you for some time as well. Okay? And I feel that you feel alienated anywhere you go in any situation, because that term keeps on coming up on every situation, every part of life that I keep looking at. And it's not that you're doing anything abnormal or that you're doing anything that would be considered a taboo in the world. It's actually because you are very much more in tune with your emotions and your abilities, and you are a light person. You are a natural healer and light worker and truth seeker, okay? And what happens here is because you project that, and you've always helped others and tried to care about others more so than yourself sometimes, people see that when they're not necessarily in a healthy state of being. And the people that are like psychic vampires are the ones that come into your life because they see that energy you have and they want to just suck it right out of you, okay? And they feed off of that. And they take you everything they can get out of you, they take, and then they go away, okay? This is something I can also help you with. This is something I feel we can deal with. But I also see that you're doing things right now with your spiritual self, and you're doing things right now with your confidence that are on the right pathway for you, okay? I just feel that you need a little bit of an extra boost, and that's why I suggest my services to you. And I feel that you are going to succeed, and you need to release the fear of not being able to succeed, because that's the very thing that's been keeping you from it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, she said.
All right. Well, I am very happy you called today, and I hope you take advantage of what I'm offering.
Okay. Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, and you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. All right, another wonderful call here on Psychic Talk Radio.
I have a chat question.
Yes.
Chat question is from Kay. Kay wants to know, will she have a stable relationship with someone before the end of the year? And she's been flooded with men as of lately.
Well, she's been flooded with men as of lately because when it started happening, she wasn't looking for it anymore. She wanted it, but she decided to take a break, and that's when it started flooding in. Okay. Wow. You know, I am actually getting a message from another country for her. This is very weird. The answer directly is yes, okay. But the answer is coming from Ganpati, or Ganesh. And Ganesh is the god of removing obstacles in one's life. And he's from India and the Hindu faith. Knowing that I am a universal minister, well, I cater to people of many different faiths and religions. But Ganesh would be the closest representation in the Hindu religion of what is known as Ifa, or God Almighty. And I feel that this message comes through with another message attached for you, darling. You are going to have that. You are going to be successful with that. But you have to let go of the man you're holding on to from the past, sweetie. Because you know what? You thought that you had made peace with it. You haven't made peace with it. I know you're a great human being. You're loving, you're caring, and you try and see the goodness in everyone. Even looking past the exterior and the obvious persona that they put on. And that's good. But too much of anything is bad for you, and that's the message. You're going to have a man come into your life who's going to be everything you've aspired for. And, sweetie, he's really going to be your Adam to the Eve in the garden of good and evil. I feel that you are being cleansed, you are being purified, because you are working on your spiritual self, and this is a good pathway. You are trying to use the gift of the law of attraction and be as positive as can be. This is good. Don't let anyone tear you down any longer. That person at work will leave you alone. Give it another week.
Yeah, can I just add something to that, Adam, really quick?
Mm-hmm.
When you're giving timelines to anybody, that is the ego coming in trying to control it. So the only message for UK is that always never give a deadline and just know that when everything works out, it's divinely driven to you. When we give timelines, you're going to expect timelines and then you're going to be unhappy. So just allow to come when it's that right timing and never control the situation on that time.
Precisely. We can predict timelines all day long, but once more, they can shift, they can change based upon people's free will. Sometimes
right.
it can be prolonged from happening, but still ends up happening. You know, so this is out there, and I want you to know these messages because, sweetie, you are being blessed not by one faith or by another, but by all. You are here, and you are who you are. Remember that you are blessed, and that you are good, and financially things are going to be great for you come next year. That little business that you wanted to start up, sweetie, is not going to be little. It's going to be huge. It's going to blow up so big, and you're going to be so thankful and so happy. You have done good to others, but you have received nothing but bad in return. And I feel that your karma is about to pay off. So blessed be. All right. Well, I see that we have Metamorphosis over in the chat room. And Metamorphosis, if you want to come on air today, just go ahead and let Lilina know what your area code was once more. And I will try and bring
o'clock?
You on.
Are we on
we
to 9 or 9:30?
9
o'clock. Okay. Also, do you know what area code? Can you pick up area code 207 next?
Okay. Let me see where 207 is. Hello, 207. Where are you?
While you're looking up 207, let me give Kay
here
a message here. She says that she's trying to let go of that last person. It sucks. Well, Kay, that's a choice that you're making. The sooner you do let it go, the sooner you're going to have everything coming in. Don't make it harder for yourself than it is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right. Well, 207, you should be now live and on air. How are you doing today? Hello, caller by the area code 207. You are live and on air. Okay, Lolita, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. I don't know if he can hear you. 207, let me know if you are on air or if you can hear us.
Okay, I'm going to try and close out 207 and then bring him right back on. And hello, 207, you are live and on air. All right,
okay,
caller by
your,
area code.
If you can just
go
take
ahead.
Your, tell him to take the, area code 207, I think it's Tom. If you can just take
yes.
Your one off and press it back on or call back in, I'll make sure you get picked up.
Yes. In the meantime, while you're doing that, we're going to go ahead and take another caller here. Our next caller for today is under area code 954. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Hello, caller, by the area code 954. You are live and on air. Okay, caller, by the first three digits after 954 is 708. You are live and on air. Okay, Lolita. What I'm going to do is try and refresh my board here because it doesn't seem like anybody's being able to get through.
Okay, yeah, just refresh. Give us 1 second, you guys. Are we
all
already
right.
doing the retrograde?
No, yeah, well, not yet, but
coming next
we're
going
to have another one pretty soon, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, caller by area code 954. You are live and on air. Hello, caller, by area code 954.
Try 207
okay.
next.
Yeah, I'm going to now try 207 once more, and let me find you again. All right, area code 207. You should now be live and on air.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
yes,
we got
you, Tom. We can hear you now.
Yahoo!
Yay! How you doing?
Yay! I thought it was my speakerphone, but I think it was your switchboard, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might have been the switchboard here. I refreshed it, though. So may I ask who we're speaking with?
Tom. I'm on wall in the chat room.
Okay, Tom, and how may we help you today?
Well, I wanted to know if you could give me like a general, if I could ask a general question, what good changes might be coming my way by the new year or anything you can pick up on me.
Okay. You know what? I'm actually seeing that there's going to be an increase in work for you coming up, and this is going to be right before the new year. However, it will carry through all of next year. Are you in sales of some sort? But it's not just regular sales like you're working at a Macy's or something like that. This is like you're in major corporate sales from what I can see.
I am or I will be?
I'm feeling like either you are or you will be, but I'm seeing the term corporate and I'm seeing the term sales. I'm also seeing some type of spiritual background around you as well.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep things open.
Okay. Are you trying to create a business?
No, right now I'm just trying to get some influx in capital coming in here.
Okay. I'm seeing you around... Wow, okay, I got to get my timeline out because I'm seeing you creating a business and I'm seeing it come next year, but I want to get my timeline. Actually, I'm seeing you creating a business with someone in April of next year. In the meantime, that's not going to be your primary or will be your only. That's going to be in conjunction with something else that's going to begin before the end of this year. I'm seeing the term corporate, and I'm seeing the term sales, and they're coming together. I'm seeing something in the way of you selling to already existing businesses, some type of product or service, okay? And you might end up acquiring a really good-paying job that's going to be involving something either on that level or very similar to it. But I even see that what you currently have in the way of work is going to be increasing as well. I just do not feel that the current line of work is going to be your permanent work or around for very much longer, only that it will increase until you are able around December to be involved in the corporate and in the sales.
Okay. Very good.
This is what I'm getting. You know, I feel that there's a love life question in your mind right now, and the answer is more or less that it's going to even out for you over the next 4 weeks, okay? Actually, I get about 3.5, but I want to add that little extra half to be safe. 4 weeks or 3.5 weeks is what I get in the way of your love life evening out for the better. And I feel that you're going to get word from something you've been waiting on. But you thought now, because it's been so long, you may not hear anything whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense to me, yes.
Okay. Well, this is what's coming through for you. And I give you many blessings and thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you very much. And sorry about the bad connection there, but... what can you do?
Oh, that's quite
all
right.
Thank you so much.
I know.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Tom.
All right, Lolita. Well, that was a great suggestion. And let's see. I'm going to try 954. Hello, 954. You should be live and on air now.
Hi, my name is Darlene, and I'm from Florida.
Yes, how is the weather out there? Darlene. I recognize the area code.
It's raining right now, kind of muggy.
Yeah, that's how it is in Georgia.
But it has
even
been
over
nice.
Here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in Kentucky. I'm missing the warm weather in Florida, but from what I hear, it's been getting colder out there lately, too.
I would love it.
Okay. Well, how may we help you today?
I'd like to ask in what line of work you see me in, and if you see any person coming into my life as far as my love life.
Okay. Go ahead,
which is more important? Which is more important to you, hon? Work or love life? You got to pick one.
Okay, probably the work.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, love life always works itself out eventually, so work is something that I feel would be the better concern. Number one, and love life's my specialty, but number one thing that the first thing that came to my mind and my insight when you asked me what career path or line of work I could see you doing, I got the term nursing, but I didn't see, like, where you would be in the phlebotomy or anything that you would have to take fluids from someone. In a way, I get nursing, but it's still going to be hands-on. It's just not going to be on a large scale like you're in some big hospital somewhere. I'm feeling more of, like, the small-scale nursing to a degree. So it could be a nurse at a doctor facility, or it could be an in-home nurse, something in the nursing field, because I feel you have healing hands, sweetie, and that's the gift that you've always been given but have always avoided.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more like the holistic sort of thing, but I'm trying to be able to bring in some income, and so I'm lost. You know, I'm lost with what to do with it, you know?
I understand. Well, in the meantime, I feel that you need to look into the holistics more. You need to look into the nursing, maybe combining the two in some way, a nursing degree with the holistics degree, okay? And I do see a job coming in for you that will not be a permanent job, but will be long-term. And I kind of see you going back to school for a while, but also working at the same time, okay? And I feel that after not even going to school for like 4 years or a full term of school, I see that you're going to come out of it with the degrees necessary in a short amount of time to get your career started, your pathway, your calling in life, which is that healing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so the job that you saw, though, coming in right away, do you know what that would be of doing?
That's a great question, sweetie. And let me try and look at that a little more clearly here. Oh, right. This is really freaking funny, but I'm still seeing nursing. So, you know, you might end up getting a temp job at something to deal with medical field, something that doesn't necessarily deal hands-on right away, but something with the medical field is what I get. And that will be your temporary job, which will open up the doorway after schooling to something even more.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, great.
Right.
Thank you very much. Yes, I appreciate it.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful
day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, bye now.
All right, we have our next question from Lydia. She wants a question about a guy. Any changes coming up for the new year for her? That's all. I'm sorry, forget the guy. She wanted the same question. Any new changes coming for the new year, by the new year?
Wow. You know, when she's asking this, or you're asking it for her, one of the things that I get is the Chinese New Year. I don't know why, it just popped up in the mind. Like the big dragon, and more particular, the one that they parade down the street. This means that the upcoming year is going to be much more successful for you. For the past few years, the past 3 or 4 years, you have struggled with your life. You have always been able to have a roof over your head and food in your stomach, and at the last minute, what you have needed has always been provided in one way or another through divine intervention. What I feel is that the next year, everything is going to be so much more stable for you. Everything is going to be so much more clear to you. And you're coming into your clairvoyant abilities. Come next year, you are going to start having better clarity on your gut instincts and who the people are that are right in your life and who the people are bad in your life are. You're already noticing certain effects of this happening in your life because we are so close to the new year already, only 2 to 3 months away. And I feel that you are in a position where you are going to see much clearly the road ahead of you financially, opening up and becoming so much more of a blessing in your life. I'm seeing children even, and I'm seeing, yes, that you will have children down the road, but children right now are being shown to me because I see something in the way of career with children for you.
Okay. Before you take your next call, are you finished? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. For everyone out there listening, right now is a great time to really put your intentions of what you want to do. We just had a new moon in Scorpio on Wednesday, and that is a very auspicious day because that's also the New Year's for the Hindu culture. I just celebrated New Year's. We are in 2068. So to me, I always suggest everyone really set their intentions, because it was very empowering for me to know that a new moon in Scorpio and a beginning of a new year. I know that most of you guys are not Hindu, but if you take on that day and really understand it, that the moon is very powerful. So whatever you set your intentions by November, I think 15th, is what's going to happen for you for the next, say, 29 years. So really take in consideration what you're really manifesting. So it's time to make change. The new moon in Scorpio is all about, I think it's new career, work-related, love. So take the time out to really do some clearing and put out what you really want to know and put a dream board out there and just visualize and what you want to manifest for you. So I just wanted to say that to everyone out there, that it's very, this last new moon is very, very powerful. So just wanted to add that to everyone that has questions to really understand that. We have another chat question too.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Valerie from Delaware wants to know, is there anyone special coming into her life?
Okay, let's see here. Sweetie, I do feel that there is someone special that's going to be coming into your life. And I feel this person is going to be so much more stable than everyone else you have come across. This will be happening next year, okay? And I feel I'm going to get the timeline out, so give me a moment. All right, next year in March the 17th and the 18th is when the individual will be appearing in your life, someone new, completely new. You have not met this person. You have never known this person. This person is completely new. The reason this is being put off until March, between the 17th and the 18th, and simply because right now it's time for you to work on yourself, time for you to stabilize yourself, your life, and more importantly, work on your ability to manifest by your positive thoughts and your positive actions. And right now, it's time for you to work on your spiritual gifts, your psychic gifts. These are gifts that were provided to you long, long, long ago. And I feel that the issues you've had with your family, while there has been little hope for any sort of resolve, there will be resolve with the family, and the family will become a family the way it was originally meant to be in this coming year.
Okay. Thank you. And my last chat question is from Jamie from Indiana. If she wanted to go to school, what path should she take? Or he or she take, I'm sorry.
Psychiatry. She's very good at analytics, and I feel psychiatry. That is number one all the way for her.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know I didn't take long on that one, but that came up like,
no.
Psychiatry.
No problem.
So that's cool. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. We're going to take our next couple of live callers here on Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller for today is under the area code 705. And hello, caller. You should be live and on air.
Hello. My name is Wendy.
Hello,
Hi, Wendy.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How may we help you?
Okay. My boyfriend from a period ago is back in my life. His name is Russell, and I just want to know what you see coming up for us. Do you see anything, any changes? He lives quite a distance from me, and I just mm-hmm. wanted to see what you see coming up for
Actually,
us.
Yeah, I'm feeling that this is going to be going so much better for you with you and him, okay? I feel a great interest on his part, but I feel that there's been a lot of reluctancy for him to move this forward because of different circumstances taking place, not only
yes.
the distance between the two of you, but also circumstances in his home life, okay? And
yes.
Kind of some from his past that have been bothering him to no avail with no solution. And I feel that these solutions are going to become very clear to him in the next week and a half. And I feel that in the next week and a half, you're going to see so much more progress, okay?
Okay, because
so, yes,
I am worried about his health.
Mm-hmm.
I am worried. Did you say marriage? I am worried
yes.
about his health. And I know he's worried,
his
too.
His health will improve.
It will improve because he has a brain
yes,
tumor.
It will.
He has blood in his urine, and he's going
mm-hmm.
through tests and tests and tests, and
yes.
I just wanted to know what you picked up on that, or could you send him some Reiki healing? I've prayed for him.
I will pray for him, darling. But, you know, I do feel like his health will improve, but it can be sped up. If you'd like, you can check out our website and contact me through there. There are different services that I offer for spiritual work kits where I can work on helping these solutions come about a little bit faster and help them to be a little bit more easily accessible for him. Okay?
And also, Wendy, you can't worry about him at all. Honestly, you worrying about him, the energy
okay.
is just going to, it's just, you have, I'm telling this because I donated my kidney to my brother and my dad has prostate cancer. Everyone must learn their own way of healing. You cannot
mm-hmm.
enable him. Your worriness is just going to make the energy even more worried.
It'll
so you have
no
effect. That I have faith
yeah.
in the that. I've called on all the healing angels to be around him, and I actually feel quite good. I'm just worried that
what?
I'm, you know, he says negative things like, oh, I'm dying, you know.
But that's what he has to go through. Those
that's
illnesses
a part of
that
his process.
Is, yeah, you
okay.
can't control that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to go through his own, like, healing in his own way. Those things just don't come out for no reason. And that's why Adam was offering that to you, that, you know, whatever he's going through, he can help. and just give him a call, and he can actually, he works on my father, to be quite honest. He has prostate cancer and has not done chemo in 1 year, to anyone that's listening. But at the same time, my father is learning his karma issues to help him heal faster. This
mm-hmm.
all has to do
that's
with
right.
also what he's going through spiritually.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Can I just ask, did you say marriage?
Yes, I did
yeah.
say marriage, and that is in the cards for you and him, okay? There's even a little niño or a little child, a little boy, that's going to come about because of that.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And your child will be going on and growing up in life to become someone who does something that will be worldly changing. Okay, he's going to be a child of light and purity. He will change the way that the world looks at things.
That's just so beautiful.
It's true. You're going to be blessed, sweetie. And I know you've had the spirituality, but you haven't had the strength to do the mission you've always wanted to do in life. Your child will carry that legacy on.
Yeah. If you don't really, a lot of people don't understand, whatever you don't resolve now, your child is going to take on that role. So why not do that now, hon? I'm telling you,
yes.
Wendy, really call Adam, and he can really help you in so many ways. He has helped me, and that's why I do this for him, because he's the one that's helped me, so I'm ready for my future.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to do the same thing. You got to have strength. We have a choice whether to make it or not. And you have that choice.
Oh, yeah.
There's no need for those mm-hmm. tears. You can do it. Stand grounded. You know, have faith.
You
if you
are
have
strong.
Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I understand no. about being weighed down by strengths and wondering, you know, my life path and haven't I resolved everything, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
I
God.
Understand.
I never knew I'd be
well, I definitely can help you if you want to
well,
visit our website. It's housepsychic.com. And I have slots open for the coming month and for this month, the next few days. So if you want to do that, just access our website.
Wow. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. All right, Lolita, you were trying to say something, sweetie?
No, I just wanted to, you know, just let her emphasize it. I think sometimes we all know, but I don't think we
mm-hmm.
really, really know. And I just wanted to add that there. Sometimes as healers and light workers, we need to hear that because
oh, yeah.
we're supposed to do that. We forget. So we're not trying to say we're not walking that path on, but sometimes it needs to be re-mentioned because we do fall off the wagon sometimes. All light workers do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Have I fallen off the wagon or the bank or
mm-hmm.
whatever?
We all do from time to time. And I feel that you haven't fallen off the wagon, but you've come very close. You have a couple hands left on it anyway.
Okay.
So
we'll
do the
hands.
Best we can to help you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank
what
you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we have time just for one more chat room question. Do you have any from the chat room, Lolita?
No, not at this time, no.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our very last caller for today, who's coming on the air by the area code 860. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, Adam. It's Stacel.
Hey, Stacel. How you doing?
I don't know why, but I always come last, do I?
I know. Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
And I never recognize the area code. Otherwise, I'd state your name. So how you doing, and how may we help you today?
I've been doing pretty well. Most likely, I'll be going to school next month for cosmetology.
Very good.
Great.
I remember
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I kind of put the whole relationship stuff on the side, but I've been focusing
mm-hmm.
on, you know, going to work and go to school. I haven't gone to work yet. I'm still looking, and
mm-hmm.
which is more my question. I'm wondering what's going on because I'm trying to have my job
okay.
cooperate because she's been trying to help me, but so far I haven't spoke with her for like almost 2 or 3 weeks
a
now.
Month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somewhere around there. And and I also spoke with my vocational counselor about that. He said he's going to talk to her, but I haven't heard from her for like a week and a half.
Okay. Don't worry. You're going to get a call from her in the next two to three days. Sorry, correction on that one. 2 to 3 days. And I feel that the news will be good. Okay. I feel that this is going to work out for you. You need to maintain your hope and your faith in it. And I get a much better direction out of this for you now.
I have a little question. I'm kind of wondering, do you think I might meet someone from Sioux Schooling?
Do I think you might meet someone while you're in schooling? I feel this is a strong possibility, yes. I feel you will. But I don't feel that happening until around the end of your school periods. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, so we're going to focus.
All right.
Focus on school. Yeah. School is first.
Yes, focus.
Remember
on
that.
School,
I'm going to stay on you. I am.
You see,
you're
they feel lovely to like you.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that because I listen to you. I listen to a lot of shows, and I do hear, but I'm going to stay on top of you every time you call in here.
That's cool. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Stacey. You have a good day.
You're welcome, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. For those of you that were unable to get your call through today, please remember we're on once more next Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And once more, to take advantage of the great 15 minutes for $5 special we have until the end of October, please visit HowPsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. Namaste and good night.
Good night.